If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And I'm Gerald Farrelly.
And you're listening to Agony Rants. No, don't even start.
Fear the devil!
No.
Devil!
No.
Yeah!
Stop it now. You know, it's so funny. I was sitting in, sitting somewhere nice, and my instant group absolutely blew up. And I thought to myself, what the hell is Gerald doing?
What could possibly be
going on? What could he be doing? Me. Well, do you feel
me and Sonia? You know, like when there's just a bond, it's like unspoken, but it's just there. I mean, I think she was terrified of me for the first hour, but
do you think
what a woman.
Do you think that she listens to this?
No. She okay. absolutely doesn't.
Good.
No,
so
she asked after you.
Did she? What did
she
say?
She did. She said, "How's Niamh?" And I said she was dead, actually. I mean, I shouldn't have said that.
I just
meant dead to me, Niamh. I just meant dead to me.
On the day, for sure. Yeah, well, to be fair.
Oh, Niamh, she's lovely.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because what happened was, right? I'll tell you what happened. The Late Late contacted my agent during the week to ask if I would go on the panel.
Right.
For the selection of the Eurovision song. Yeah,
okay.
And I said, will I? Bollocks. Then I said, well, who's on the panel? And they said, Sonia. I said, lock it in. I have never been more, I didn't sleep the night before, Niamh. I lay awake in my bed saying, tomorrow night, I'm going to spend 2 hours sitting beside Sonia. Never been so excited in my life.
You're actually saying this to my
face.
Like, is this a thing that you're really doing? I mean, talk about the level of betrayal.
She was just lovely.
Yeah.
So talented, Niamh. What a talent. And just kind. And funny. Oh my God, so funny. Afterwards, the story she told me in the green room. Oh, we had a ball. And her husband's a fine bit of stuff.
Oh, no, I haven't seen him now.
Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah.
So.
It was the greatest night of my life. How was your week?
Well, my Instagram completely exploded with the lack. I mean, they were absolutely waiting for this podcast conversation.
I have to say, I've never had so many messages on something because I checked my phone afterwards and like, I thought they were all like, oh,
well
didn't Gero do well on the late? Absolutely not. That's not what they were. It was literally like, how will Niamh get the knife out of her back? Like, men are pigs. Betrayal.
Betrayal. There's a lot of betrayal.
Yeah, a lot of betrayal.
A lot of the messages that I got, betrayal. Dead man.
Yeah.
Dead man walking was referred to at one point. because they obviously think I can take you.
You know, I didn't feel like it should be betrayal, but I realised how, you know, you may feel that it was. But oh my God, Niamh, she was lovely. She was lovely.
I am not expecting her not to be. Do you understand? I don't know Sonia, but I have to say she always seems very lovely
she
and people
lovely.
Always say that she's lovely. You know, why would she be any different?
Absolutely. And when I was in makeup, right, that was when I first met her. She was sitting behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just being like, she was just like being very quiet. She's very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Not like you.
What?
You mouth like a sewer. Mouth like a gateway to hell. Like, you hear you 3 rooms away.
Yeah.
Oh, Sonia, she's lovely. She's a lady.
A lady.
That's what she is.
Wow. Do you know what I was thinking, actually, now that we've got this whole conversation going on about this? So she actually is your perfect podcast person. Isn't she? She's like, she should really be here instead of me.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Yeah, Niamh
would. Because then you wouldn't have to edit me out the way you do.
I don't edit you out, Niamh. I refine you. Did you feel threatened?
No.
Not even a little bit?
No.
Oh.
I don't know what the equivalent would be, actually, for you and me. If it was the other way around. Who would be the most difficult one for you to see me with?
Oh, like a comedian.
Yeah.
I don't have any rivals in comedy.
No.
That I'm willing to talk about openly.
Really? This feels like a very different conversation than we had 10 minutes ago.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever felt threatened, Eve. I've always felt very secure in our relationship.
Okay, because, you know, I never find anybody who do as much work as you do.
I know, yeah. Takes a special kind of mug, Niamh.
No.
But what I will say is, she's a goddess.
Yes.
I love her. It was the greatest night of my life.
Love. That's a strong word for someone you just met.
You see, here's the thing, right? Because I can tell the story because I'd imagine most of our listeners haven't heard this because, you know, they, for some reason, they geo-locked the late. I met Sonia years ago, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Never actually told me this story.
Yeah, when I did me leave insert, me and my friend Kev, we went to see her in Blackpool and she signed, I left all my CDs at the door, at the stage door, and she signed them all. And I thought, that's what a lovely thing to do.
Yeah.
So then we were walking down the North Pier and I was like, oh, you know, I should do something nice for Sonia because that's what she'd want.
Yeah, she would.
And unfortunately, what I did was I bought her one, like you're very limited in Blackpool. There's not a lot of stuff around to buy. Do you know what I mean? It's all a bit. You
it
know.
Tends to be themed.
Yeah. Buckets and spades.
And et rocks.
Cetera. And rock. Yeah, exactly. Stick a rock. And I'm like, I'm not buying Sonia a stick of rock. So my friend Kev said, oh, look, on the floor there, there's these lovely lace roses.
Okay.
They were like a rose, but they were made of lace.
Oh.
Yeah, they were a pound. Doesn't owe me a penny. So I bought one. And I left the shop, but it was torn.
Huh.
But then your man wouldn't give me a refund because he was a dick. So I just bought another one.
Okay.
And I wrote, like, thank you for signing my CDs, Sonia, love, go out. Left at the stage door. Delighted. The night continued. The next morning, the one that was broken was in my jeans pocket and I pulled it out and realised that when you pulled the rose off the top of the stem, it turned into a pair of lazy see-through knickers.
Now, are these big pants or
No, they were small, lacy, like tramp pants.
So basically,
that was when I realised that I bought Sonia a pair of red knickers.
And when you told her that story, right? You know, when she eventually figured out that you were the person who did that.
Yeah, she looked afraid all the way through.
Yeah, I can. You know what I mean? Yeah. I did actually get that.
There was an ad break after, and like I could see the colour draining from her face. She was like, "Should I walk? It's live." Think of the fee, Sonia. You know. It was all this going on. And then we got on like a house on fire afterwards.
Ah.
Yeah, lovely. Lovely.
Well, I do that to all the crazies. I keep them where I can see them.
Niamh. I resent you calling me a crazy so openly.
You know, I say what I see.
If the cap fits.
Say what I see. I mean, don't get me wrong. The love that was sent my way.
There was a lot of love sent my way.
There was a lot of love sent my way. Well, mainly because they were hopeful that I was going to kill you. There definitely seems to be that general gist from all of the messages. The also, you know, the audacity was used, which was a very nice thing.
I saw audacity, yeah.
Also, you know, somebody said they were available to step in at any given moment on the pod.
That?
No, nothing to do with you.
Oh, I can imagine. Who was it?
I'm not going to tell you. It wasn't a singular event.
They were all.
Everybody wants to replace.
Who would you replace me with? Because I have a list.
I don't. Have
I have a list of all the people I'd replace you with, but I wasn't aware of. Well, if you're older than me, you could die at the drop of a hat. It's just contingency planning, Niamh. No. This is a thriving enterprise.
Wow.
Is there anyone that you'd replace me with?
No. No, because I am not disloyal.
No, but yeah. I mean, obviously you could replace me with, you know, a marketing person, an editor, a producer. But who would the co-host be?
No, I can't replace you. This is something that you and I share. It's our thing.
No, Niamh, you need to have a contingency plan. I have a contingency plan. Yeah. Yeah, well. You need to, you know, I drive like a lunatic when I'm upset. Anything can happen, Niamh. I live my life at a level of stress that would kill a horse, a young horse.
So I feel that there's a seismic change in our relationship now due to this. And Sonia is at the root of it once again. And the thing about it is, I still haven't
fabulous.
Actually... okay.
She's just fabulous, Niamh. I was listening to all her music there over the weekend again. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Do you know what I was going to do? I had a few gins in me afterwards in the green
room.
How
many of her songs can you name? Come on, name a few. Well, I know any of them. Apart from Better the Devil You Know.
You'll Never Stop Me Loving You. Can't Forget You. Counting Every Single Minute. Listen to Your Heart. Only Fools Never Fall in Love. Be Young, Be Foolish, Be Happy.
I think I know two of them. I might have sung one of them.
Boogie Nights.
Now, Boogie Nights is not...
Boogie Nights.
That's not really just hers, is it, though? Yeah.
Better the Devil You Know.
Well, I know that one.
A Little Love. Someone Like You. If I Had Someone I Could Rely On. Oh, Niamh, she's got a canon. It's a canon.
I remember.
A canon of pop music gold.
You'll never stop me from loving you. I know that one.
Yeah.
Vaguely.
I was wondering, like this, I had a few drinks in me and she'd had a few drinks. And I was kind of like, I wonder, would she get up with me back and let me do the thing from the video?
Did you suggest that to her?
I was going to suggest it to her, but then I thought maybe it might be
then the taxi came and saved you from that debacle.
Yeah. Then she was looking in her handbag and I realized she had a taser. So I was like, this probably isn't.
Was that like your lace hanky? Your lace knicker hanky moment? Was that it?
It was the greatest night of my life. It's the best, like, because I was
stop
thinking,
saying
no,
that.
No, I was. I was thinking of all the other telly jobs I've done, and I've done some shit. Like, like I'm not like you. I don't have the canon of like excellence that you have behind you. I'm always on, you know, here's a panel show. It'll be on for 3 weeks. Get it while you can. You know, that's the sort of shit I do.
No.
But this was... And Arthur Gurinlian. Gurinlian.
Yes. Oh, the other man on the judge.
I have never smelt anything like that man's hair.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Thank you. Because, you know...
Me he's and got a Sonia, fine we head were of hair. Sniffing that man like he was a bag of glue.
Oh, wow.
He was... He smelled absolutely delicious. Really? And Louise Duffy as well. We were all commenting.
Oh, no.
We're like, Arthur, come on, give them their sniff. Absolutely gorgeous. She's just...
Do you know what?
She's a light. That's what she is.
It's just as well. I am so relaxed about who I am as a person and assured of your love.
Niamh, you should... There's no reason for you to be unassured of my love. No reason.
I just have to share it now.
You just have to share it with Sonia. Like, she's just... And when she laughs, she cries. Tears come into her eyes when she laughs. We had a great laugh now, I have to say.
I was going to say, in and among all that, we actually chose a song for Eurovision this year.
We did. We did.
You know, I mean, obviously, the main focus was about you and Sonia, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, we did
what
actually...
What do you think of the song, Niamh?
I love it.
I think it's great.
I think it's different. I thought, actually, there was a good variety on the night. I thought everybody did a good job.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was great fun.
It was good. It was a good show.
Really good.
It was a good show, especially watching you struggle with your fandom beside you. But, you know.
I know. There was a part of me like when they were like, "Oh, you need to focus." You know, like because I was talking while he was presenting stuff. They were like, "Shh, shh." And I was like, "I'm talking to Sonia." Do you mind?
I may never get this opportunity again.
Exactly. It's one of these things every year.
No.
Who cares?
No. Oh, my Sonia. God. Oh, my God. Stop.
Yeah, oh, the ball. How was your week?
Well, not as exciting as yours.
Good.
I had a tooth out.
Was it painful?
What, getting it out? Mm. No, because they give you it.
Like no, but I mean, like the next day, like was it?
Oh yeah, no, it's sore, you know, and then of course you can't take your tongue out of it, like which is.
Oh God!
You just be putting your tongue in and going, "What is that? Man. What is that bit of flesh that came off it?"
Oh God. Do you know what I'm watching? I started watching this last night.
Oh, what is it?
Sexy Beast. Have you started watching it?
Is that the...
On Amazon Prime.
Is that based on the movie that Ben Kingsley did years ago?
Yes. It's the prequel.
Okay.
Niamh, it's very good.
Is it?
Yeah. Normally my thing.
Who's in it?
James McArdle.
Oh.
Right now. I did a film with James McArdle.
Oh, that's why you're watching it?
Yeah, but he was like... Before... He had to get ripped for this.
Is there a story?
I mean, he's just very attractive, Niamh. I was texting him. Was like, I've watched 3 episodes. You haven't put a top on once.
Is it really good though?
Oh, it's very Niamh. It's very good.
Okay,
I have to say, and I'm not. Do you know what?
I'm
not really. It's on Amazon Prime, but I'm not really into a heist movie. But this is. That's not really what it is. It's brilliant.
Okay,
yeah, it's really good. There's 3 episodes up, and then it comes out each week, which I have to say really annoys me.
Oh no, but it's great. Do you know what? I'm really pleased because more people are doing that now, where you have to wait the week.
I like the binge though.
No, yeah, we all like the binge. But the thing is, the problem is with the binge is that you don't get the same sense of waiting for. I think I love that waiting for it. Like life is not about instant gratification.
Mine is. Yeah, it's excellent. Like I really enjoy it. And Sarah Green's in it. Do you know Sarah Green?
As in the TV presenter?
From Go... No! Do you know what? It must be awful to be her. Imagine... Imagine being so irrelevant that somebody comes along, an actress with the same name, and they go, should we change? Should we change your name? They go, nah, just leave it. just leave it. Nobody remembers that other Sarah Green. And like when you Google Sarah Green now, the other Sarah Green doesn't even come up.
Wow.
That's sad.
Okay.
That's sad. She used to be on, what was that?
And yet that's who I referenced.
Yeah. That's also sad.
I'm in my mid-50s. I'm even older than Sonia. 3 years to the day.
Oh my God.
We share a birthday and now a stalker.
Oh. Niamh.
Garrod.
I am on the final leg of my Glamour Hammer tour.
Really? That's the first time I've heard that.
We are coming to the end of it, I think. I think we're about halfway through the last leg now.
Okay.
So I have shows left in Mullingar. I have shows left in Carrick and Shannon.
Oh my gosh.
We've just added a second show on the same night in Care.
Wow.
So
you're doing well in Care?
6 and 9, I think. Oh. Yeah. So the second one on sale. And there is a few more. There's Longford. There is my last Vicar Street on February the 9th. Pavilion in Dunleary. We've just added a show. It's kind of half old stuff, half work in progress, in the Civic in Tala.
Oh, the Civic.
In June. Yeah, there's about 20 dates. They're all around the country. And you can see them by clicking on the link in my Instagram bio or going to garrodferry.com. We are pausing for a moment to remind you that Agony Rants is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. We would love it if you would subscribe.
Yes, please. We absolutely love it when you do.
Yes, you can subscribe for as little as €5 a month plus VAT. And that will go into our pockets. It will be our payment for doing this show every week that you love.
Selflessly.
And you will also get access to Vintage Rants every second Monday.
Mm-hmm. Free content.
And you will get access to all of the bonus content from the other shows on the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Yeah, amazing.
Which is a fantastic deal.
Yeah, and you'll feel so much better knowing you're supporting us.
Exactly. Yeah. And we usually cross-promote another wonderful Head Stuff show.
And who are we doing this week?
Agony Rants.
Oh, that's us.
It's us. It's a wonderful show. You should listen.
Oh my gosh.
The other thing you can do is, if you wanted to, you could also check out Fascinated.
Oh yes.
Which is my other show. And there is a new season of Fascinated starting in March.
Are you interviewing Sonia for that one?
I hope so.
Oh my God.
I very much hope so. We have a follow-up.
Okay.
Hi, I have a follow-up for you.
Which one are you reading?
From Laurie. Laurie, it's a follow-up.
Oh yeah, yeah, sorry.
I wrote to you a while ago about a situation I have with my close friend group. I left a somewhat high-flying career, well, carer.
She meant career.
Okay. I left a somewhat high-flying carer or career, we don't know, in finance to start a Montessori, and I felt that my friends who are still in that world are looking down on me, the bastards.
No, but I remember this one.
This was only a little while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This had been getting me down. In fact, I only realised how much when I heard my problem read out on your show and it moved me to tears.
Oh, bless.
Oh.
Was it Garrod's tone? He's very sharp.
Oh.
Did you make her cry?
Yeah. With a letter from a loser. Anyway, I thought that your advice and assessment of the situation was, as always, on point.
Aww.
You were right in everything you said, and I do think there was a bit of jealousy.
Well, from us? No, from them.
From them?
Yeah, not
yeah,
us.
Yeah. Oh no, I hate to run a Montessori name.
You wouldn't be my natural choice.
No. Cut to last weekend, and I met my friends for brunch and did what you suggested and only spoke about my work in business terms, and it really made the difference. I even mentioned the possibility of opening a second school or perhaps franchising. And it felt exciting. I felt I reconnected with my friends. There is a part of me that is a little sad that I feel I have to earn my place with them through impressing them. But I'm working on that. Do you know what? That's a very important point.
Yeah.
And I have to say, there's nothing that turns me off somebody quicker than that trying to impress.
Yeah, but...
Now, I know she had to do it, but I'm just saying that, those friends, because they need to be impressed with that sort of stuff, that would really put me off them.
Yeah, but, you know, that says as much about you as it does about them, you know, and in that sense, yeah. You know, sometimes you have to stop apologizing for stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And actually, you know, there's nothing to apologize for. But the reality is sometimes that's more in our heads than the other people. The next sentence.
You are right, Niamh. A lot of this is how I feel about my change. Thank you so much for the steer, you two. You've really helped. Love, Laurie.
Oh, Laurie, I'm so pleased. Do you know what? You may or may not decide to stay in this friend group forever. It doesn't really matter. The point is you should know your own worth. That's all that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I really hope that you do, because it's pretty amazing what you've done.
It's hard to go, I'm going to have to play the game here.
Yeah, but we all do it. Yeah. You know, I mean, let's be honest. You might say, you know, I hate when that happens. But the reality is, you know, especially in our industry, you know, it's all about, what are you doing now? You can't say, I'm doing feck all. You know, it used to be better before social media, because you could say I was, you know, touring South Africa or something.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as it was somewhere else, you could pretend it was somewhere else, but it's not. You know, the thing is, you can't be doing nothing. So I completely understand that. You know, I just totally understand why you might feel the need to, especially if they're all talking about that stuff. But, you know, you're friends for lots of reasons with people. You know what I mean? It's kind of a thing.
I've never been impressed with somebody because of their job.
Sonia?
Oh, you make a very good point, Niamh.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Niamh, we have a problem.
We do have a problem.
Niamh, this problem.
It's a long one.
This is a long one. Okay. Dear Niamh and Garrod, loving the pod, I am a new listener and I am binging on episodes to catch up and I love it. Ooh. I'm also a member of Headstuff Plus.
Thank you.
You're very welcome to Headstuff Plus, Lou. But I definitely think your show is the best. Thank you. I also like Fad Camp. We're not promoting Fad Camp.
No, but we love them too.
But we do like Grace.
Yeah, we do.
Grace and Connor. Mm-hmm. They're our friends. Your podcast has really cheered me up in the past while. I am in a relationship with a man who I love dearly. We have been living together for the past 8 months and there is a significant problem that I cannot get over. So much so, I have more or less decided that I'm going to have to break up with him.
Oh my gosh.
Niamh, I'm hoping you will be able to help me, as I do not think Garrod will be on board with my issue.
Oh my gosh.
May I say, honey, I'm absolutely not. And I will say this upfront, Lou.
Come on.
You are the problem. Let me first tell you about my relationship. We met 18 months ago on Tinder and felt a strong connection. Over the next 6 months, we fell madly in love and it was wonderful. He is handsome, kind, a spectacular lover.
Oh my God.
Well.
Oh my God.
Well.
Yes.
He is thoughtful and considerate and works at a gym, does he indeed? So, you know, he's the full package.
Wow.
I bet he is. The problem is, I will only ever be second in his life because he has a cat that he adores, as he should. And I have tried, but I cannot get on board. I need to preface all of this by saying I like cats. We always had cats growing up and I was very much a cat person. But I cannot cope with how involved in our lives this cat is. I know I should find this cute, but I don't at all. She sleeps on his pillow. Where else are they supposed to sleep? She sits on his lap when we're watching TV. He cuts her nails. He walks her on a lead sometimes. And last week I came home and he was in the shower with the cat shampooing her because she has got muddy. I have never heard anything sexier in my life.
Oh my God.
I know there are people that would find this adorable, but for some reason it turns my stomach. 2 weeks ago, he went away on a stag weekend and when he came back, he rushed through the door and she jumped into his arms and I wanted to punch him. This next sentence is my favourite. He also has a really...
I can't wait to hear how you do this one.
He also has a really awful habit of doing this really... He also has a really awful habit of doing this really deep voice. Who's me little chicken nugget? And the cat meows back at him. I've never heard anything more adorable in my life. And he keeps saying it and the cat meows louder and I nearly hit him with the iron the last time. Am I going to have to break up with him? How can I explain myself to him? The situation is out of control and I think I now have a permanent ick, and as we know, there is no way back from that.
Oh my God.
Am I insane? For the love of Christ, help. Lou. You are the worst human being on earth.
Stop. No. That's very unfair.
I'm sorry. No.
No.
A gorgeous, hot man who is like a personal trainer or something,
mm-hmm,
who loves his cat.
And?
Oh, are your gold shoes too tight, Lou? He is an absolute catch.
For you.
For me.
I think Lou's problem is that, you know, the cat is supplanting Lou in this
relationship.
In the relationship. I think she's worried. Look. You can't choose what you get icks from, right? You know that ick.
Yeah.
Right? The thing is, if something starts getting under your skin, you have to figure it out, right? And that's tough. But we've all been in the position where if the pet likes you better more than the other. I think this is more about the cat. I think you're missing a trick here, Lou. You need to be endearing yourself to that cat so much.
Exactly.
That actually, but I have to say, right? For years, my friend had a cat, right? Absolutely lovely cat. We had a very good understanding, that cat and me. Not unlike Boots.
Yeah.
You know, we're both in the same space. We both care about the same person. We're just going to be in the same space, right?
Exactly.
It's quite difficult, but I wasn't actually dating either of you.
You see?
Yeah, so, but you know, so I, you know, we got on. We figured out I didn't get in the way of their lives. You know, Boots' life, I don't get in the way of Boots' life. And Boots doesn't get in the way of mine, largely.
Yeah.
You know, and the same, you know, but that's different. You know, this person is supposed to be, you know, mind you, spectacular lover. I wouldn't, you know.
Spectacular, like you're
of all the things you said, somebody, as lovely as all the other stuff is, spectacular lover, hello. I wouldn't be giving that up too easy. Would you?
Yeah.
Put the cat like, out.
I'm getting rid of the spectacular lover because he looks after his cat.
How long do cats live?
20 years.
How old is his cat? Just wondering if you could wait it out.
Well,
spectacular lover, I might.
Like a spectacular lover, what you need to do is you need to get on board with the cat. You just need to make friends with the cat.
No, but I think everything's annoying her about the cat at the moment. But I think it's more about his reaction to the cat. Okay? And I completely get that. Sometimes something gets under your skin and you have to try and get past it, right?
I'm sorry. If you're in a relationship with somebody and there's something that gives them joy and you're resentful of it.
Here's me little chicken nugget. It's easier.
Now, I admit,
it's easier to,
it's that would be unnerving.
Yeah,
now,
but all the time. All yeah. the time. Can you imagine? It's... No, I think the hard thing would be if he ever says it to Lou. Yeah, if he ever says it to Lou, you have to meow back.
But you see, here's the thing, right? Sometimes that can happen. Sometimes if you are so used to showing affection to an animal, mm-hmm. then sometimes like you have to show affection to something else and you do it the same way. Like the amount of times I've rubbed my niece in the head and said, oh, you're the best girl. And they went, oh no, that's actually not. That's what you say to Boots.
You can say the best girl.
Oh, haven't
you?
You can
say the best girl
bum.
To your niece. To be fair, if you know, if you said that to your partner, that might be different. Yeah. You're the best girl.
But like, firstly, right, you need to find out why this is upsetting you. Like, if you're jealous of the cat, just say you're jealous of the cat. Like, you know, like you've been away for a weekend. Can you please hug me before you hug the cat?
You know what you could do, though? You could make a joke of it. Start seeing the funny side of it, because it is funny. But
it's very funny.
It might lighten it up a bit, you know. And if you still can't get over it, then, well, maybe you're right. Maybe you have to go, I can do without the good sex. I just want to be very clear. Good sex isn't always that regular. You know, you know, may not
like,
be guaranteed.
You're talking about a spectacular lover who is like
spectacular.
A personal
trainer. Use the word spectacular.
Spectacular. And the one thing I will say, right, is he must be a great guy because I adore my cat and she adores me. But yeah. If I go away for 2 days and I open the door, she will walk by me without looking at me.
I know, it's
like
true.
If this cat jumps into his arms, he's clearly a very special guy.
He's the full package.
He is the full package.
Lou, he's the full package. You're not insane, Lou. Sometimes things just annoy you. I think you need to just take a little breath and laugh about it. Just laugh a little bit about it.
Yeah, I think you need to reframe it a little bit, right?
There's one thing I have to say. If you're not happy with a cat sleeping in the same bed as you, I think you have a right to say. If he wants to sleep on his pillow, I know Grode is giving me the daggers here. But the thing is, if I was living with someone and I wasn't happy about their cat being in the same space.
If the cat is bashing it in the face at night.
You tell me they do all the time.
Well, they do. I mean, look, both of us have been to the eye and ear in the past 6 months. If there's a reason. But if the cat is just snuggling up beside him.
No, I get that. I get that. I think what's happening here is, Lou, possibly you feel that, you know, maybe he's not making room enough for you. Is that it? Do you think it's a little bit of a jealousy thing?
Do I think? She's talking about dumping a spectacular lover because he happens to like a cat. I think there's a bit of jealousy going on.
No, but sometimes it's about boundaries. And it's okay, but don't make him choose because I don't think
Don't make him choose because it's not going to be you, Lou. I hate to say it.
I think it's okay to put a little bit of boundary in, though, to be fair.
I think if you were to say to him, I kind of really feel like I'm second in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, as a cat person, I would go, yeah. And I know because you have a cat,
yeah.
I am second in your life. But I just didn't think it would affect me the way it's affecting me.
No, it's okay to have that conversation. You're right.
Now, if my other half said that to me, bag and baggage on the street.
My question is, if they're living together the last 8 months, did they buy a place together? Have they moved in together? Did somebody move into somebody else's space?
Well, the cat's very much at home.
So
that's all
it looks like, Lou. I think it might be more than the situation. I don't know. I think, to be fair, Lou, I kind of get it. You need to kind of maybe bring some humour into it for yourself.
Now, the thing about it is, we do say things to our cats.
I know.
That you kind of, when other people hear them, they're like, okay.
No, it's our pets.
Like, I have friends over on Saturday and I always say to the cat, oh, you have a lovely bum. Oh, Evan, you have a lovely bum. Oh, I love your little bum. Because she's always shown me her bum.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's their, like, I have a treat for you.
Well, then I get that.
I have a treat for you. Wait, let's show you this.
How well do these people know you?
They know me well enough to know that I love me cat's bum. But, like, I think that what you have to do, right, is you could talk to him and just go, I'm a bit jealous of your cat. I know this is insane. But the other side of that is, it's not a very attractive quality. Like, if somebody is to say to you, I'm jealous of your cat, it's a bit pathetic.
No, but here's another way of looking at it, Lou, right? Think about it. When you're older, right, he's definitely going to look after you. He'll cut your nails. He'll tell you you're like a lovely little chicken
lovely
nugget.
Lovely little chicken nugget.
He'll mind you. You know, he's clearly a caring kind of person.
That's the thing. Somebody is an animal person, I think it says a massive amount about them.
I know. But no, that's a bit unfair. That's making Lou feel like that she's a lesser person. But sometimes
she is.
No, she's not.
She's got a perfect boyfriend that she's willing to throw it away because he happens to like a cat.
She wants to be first in his life. I understand that.
I know.
Come on.
But the thing about it is,
come on.
Here's the thing.
If you understand it, because let's be honest, we already had the conversation about Sonia. How not first I am in your life all of a sudden. You met a new thing.
You're a very close fifth.
It's not that I want to be your chicken nugget. I'm just saying I want to be one of them.
Does that mean bring my chicken nuggets? There's always six in a box. I don't know what to tell this person.
Well, to be fair, neither do I. I think just bring a bit of levity into it. Maybe.
I think you need to make friends with the cat.
Yeah, but
The one thing I will say, this cat's not going anywhere.
No, it's not. Until it dies.
We're not suggesting that you kill the cat.
No.
But you need to get on board with the cat. And I'm just going to be honest, right? There is nothing more unattractive in a person than somebody that doesn't like your pet. Be it friend.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Family, visitor.
If you love your pet.
I have sisters that are afraid of cats and they'll come over and they'll be like, oh, get away from me. I'm just like, she lives here. You don't. I'm sorry. If you don't like her, don't visit.
I just wanted to say, for the record, I think Boots is lovely.
Yeah, but cool. She's a goddess.
We're maybe not the best of friends, but you know.
No. I mean, does she try and savage it? Yeah, she does. It's not her best quality. My friend Chris was sitting on the couch the other night and she threw herself at him. I was like, Chris is a lovely man. Don't do that. But it is her house.
But if it comes down to it.
If there's somebody in her house that she wants to savage.
If it comes down to it.
She gets to savage.
She'll always win.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Lou, I feel your pain. If you have an ick, it's difficult. What you need to do now is separate that ick out and decide why that's happening.
You need to work on that.
Yeah. Because actually, if that's the only thing that's ick, maybe you're looking for something to be.
Are you looking for an out, Lou?
Maybe he's too perfect.
Now, do you know what?
You know that sabotage thing we do when we think, oh no, this is too perfect? Maybe that's it.
The thing about it is, if you're into self-sabotage, nobody can help you.
No, no.
I'm sorry. If you're willing to throw something away, that like a hot, spectacular lover who was kind to his animal, and
if you've been living
you're
together,
you're throwing that away because you don't like his cat's nickname.
No.
Sorry.
You've been living together for 8 months now. I think you might be fine. Maybe it's something else you're vibing off. Maybe it is.
Yeah. But what I would say is, address it with him. Don't labour the point, because he'll kick you to the curb.
Well, I say decide what it is you want to address first, because you may not know yourself.
Yeah. I would say address it once, and then you learn to deal with it, because God help the mister that comes between her and her sister.
Yeah. No, doesn't work.
Okay. God help the... Yeah. All I'm going to say is, you come between a man and his cat.
I know. It's all over for you.
It's all over. Niamh, I think you've helped. As we've heard on this podcast today, jealousy is very unattractive, Niamh.
I'm not jealous.
Very unattractive. No, not at all, Niamh.
She doesn't come and visit you every couple of weeks.
Possession is 9 points of the law,
just saying,
as they say.
I'm just saying, Sonia, you know, maybe you and I will do a podcast. I will just say.
That would be incredible. That would be incredible. It's been wonderful to talk to you, Niamh. agonyrants@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. We would love it if you would subscribe to Head Stuff Plus, because we love it, we need it. We will chat to you next week.
Bye.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.